Siman Tav Reish Tzad Gimel Seder Tfilas Purim Seif Aleph Acha Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arva. So we know, obviously, we read Megillah at night and by day. Acha Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arva, after the Megillah reading at night, Omer V'yata Kadosh, we say V'yata Kadosh. If it falls out on Motzei Shabbos, which it did not this year, Omer V'hi Noam, like we normally do, Kodem V'yata Kadosh, Aga, V'omer V'yitin L'chal V'korn HaMegillah, V'yachar Kach Mavdilin. Read the Megillah before Havdalah, says the Rama. Mishmaru points out, Sifkatan Aleph, Acha Kriyas HaMegillah, Ayin V'magim Ronchim Etzadi, D'acha Shmona Esvei Omer Kaddish Shalem in Tiskabel. Every time we finish Chazaras HaShatz or Shmona Esrei, we say Kaddish with Tiskabel. Hashem should accept our tefilos. V'chein Kasav Ei Rabba, V'acha Amiras V'ata Kadosh, Sh'omim Acha Kriyas HaMegillah. So after the Megillah, and after V'yata Kadosh, we have another Kaddish Shalem, but this one is without Tiskabel. Then the Mishnah goes on to bring other opinions. That's the Maisa. This is the Magen Avraham. This is what we did in Shul. The first Kaddish after Shmona Esrei is Kaddish Tiskabel, and the second Kaddish is after V'yata Kadosh is without Tiskabel. Mishmaru Sifkatan Gimel, V'achar Kach Mavdilin, the Kol Ma She'esh La'achras Havdalah B'tzias Hayom, Me'ach V'hin Alei. So it's Motzai, if Purim falls out on Motzai Shabbos, so should you first do Megillah, or first make Havdalah? So the Rama says, Tav Reish Tzadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Rama says that on Motzai Shabbos, we first read the Megillah, then we do Havdalah. Why? Because this is a rule that comes up in Arvei Tzachon, we always want to push off Havdalah. Why are we pushing off Havdalah? Because we want to push away ending Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is already over, we're reading the Megillah when Purim falls on the Motzei Shabbos. But Havdalah represents the official end of Shabbos, and we want to push that off as much as possible to extend Shabbos. Shar Hatien Ois Hey, this is from the Grove, Chain Haminik Etzleinu. Vlafuke Mehani the Sovereign de Mavdilin Kodem. There are those that disagree, but the Psak and the Minig by us is to say Havdalah after Megillah reading. Okay. So we're in Tafresh Sadi Gemel. Well, let's run through Sif Aleph again. Acha Kriyas Megillah Ba'arvis Omer V'ata Kadosh. After you read the Megillah, you say V'ata Kadosh. If it falls out on Motzei Shabbos, you say V'hinom, and then V'ata Kadosh. Hagon note says Ramah. V'omer V'yitin L'cha V'korin HaMegillah V'yachar Kach Mavdilin. First Megillah, then Havdalah, like we just explained. Sif Beis. Omer Alanisim. We say Alanisim in Shmoneh Esrei. We say Alanisim in benching. Ba'layla U'vayom. At night and by day. Mishabur Sifkot and Dalin. Now, what if you davened early? What if you davened Ma'ar of Lel Purim before dark? Afi Mishabur Sifkot and Dalin. Afi lo im higdim espal arvis kodim tzeisa kochavim. Even if you davened Ma'ar before tzeisa kochavim, you would still say Ala Nisim. Look at the Sharatzi and Ois Vav. Kei nir le nias daiti midi hitiru l'espal arvis min plaga mincha l'mala. We are allowed to daven mincha Ma'ar after plaga mincha. That's Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, you're supposed to be consistent if you follow Rebbe Yehuda or Chachamim. That's not a discussion for now. But there's definitely room to daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, like those who make early Shabbos in the summer. And we don't find that, obviously, you're making early Shabbos, you're going to daven Friday night davening, Shabbos davening, even though it's still light out. He says, but even during the week, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, we don't find that post can say, don't say Yalav Yavo because it's not yet dark. If you have a right to daven Ma'ariv, so then this Ma'ariv is the Ma'ariv that shayach to the nighttime, and it follows the last line of the Sharatzi in Oizvav, Vade dechashvina le'inyan tefila le'layla. We're davening Ma'ariv after plag, we consider it as if it's dark out for all inyane tefila, who are there for Alanisim, which is what we're discussing over here. Hagot notes says Ramavim lo amaro emach zirinoso. Alanisim is not ma'akiv. If you forgot Alanisim in benching, if you forgot Alanisim in Shmon Esrei, I think we're talking about Shmon Esrei Dafka, is not going to go back. The Oh, here, the Mishnah Yosef Katan Hey points out for Alan Nisim for Birkas Hamazon, you should look at Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Hey Siv Gimel, which talks about the Purim Suda. And there's a discussion, because if the Purim Suda requires bread, so then there's room to say that perhaps the Alan Nisim would be Ma'akev, because the general rule is, if you have to eat bread at this meal, then you and you don't mention the Me'ein HaMa'ora, the day that's obligating you to eat the bread, like you forgot, let's say, in the first two meals where you have to eat bread, you have to be mentioned. Shalosh Shudas, or B'di'evet, you can be able to with other things. So, B'di'evet, if you didn't say, let's say, in Shalosh Shudas, because B'di'evet, you can be able to with other things, so then you don't have to repeat mention. But, Yalav Yav over Rosh Chodesh, there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. It might be a nice thing, it might be recommended, but there's no absolute obligation, and therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back. Yontif, you wouldn't go back, because you have to have two meals on Yontif. So that's a discussion over here about, well, not over here, over there, Shafrish Tzadi Hesif Gimel Ayin Shem. Footnote 10. He's going to tell us what he says over there. Right, so there they bring in Machlokas. Okay, the Maisi is not going to repeat. Okay. Continues the Ramah, Tafresh Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis. The Ein Omrin Alan Nisim Rak B'Yom Yadal Rav Adobet Azvav. You only say Purim is kind of like 2 days of Purim, and then Shushan Purim. So you only say Alan Nisim on the day that is your Purim. If you live outside Yerushalayim, you live in Beitar, you live in Chutz Laretz, Purim for you is on Yedalit, Tesvav, Ishushan Purim, but you don't say Taflun, but you're not going to say Alanisim. If you live in Yerushalayim, you're not going to say Alanisim on Yedalit. Uvedel Yedalit, Afabi Shalokora Megillah Dain Omer Alanisim Betfilas Arvis. So it's interesting that he, Ramah, and it's interesting that the Mishabura has a whole discussion of davening early. Now the Ramah says, let's say Purim night, and it's dark out. Now, first we daven Ma'arav, then we read the Megillah. So there's some sort of Havamina, which is a little hard to understand, that, you know, Purim doesn't really start, perhaps, until you hear the Megillah. So I'm davening Ma'arav, and it's night, maybe I should not say Alei Nisim. Comes along to Ramah and says, no, from that goes, Ma'arav, no. It's nighttime, or a Mishnah Berurah would tell you, even if it's daytime, if it's after Plagim Mincha, you're davening Marav, the Marav is Shayach the Purim, you're going to say Alei Nisim.
Don't have to wait to break your fast.
What?
Don't have to wait to break your fast.
Do you have to wait?
No, you wouldn't have to wait to break your fast then. If you would have
plagim. Saying if you daven earlier, if you do everything earlier, then you don't have to wait to break your fast.
By the time of the Megillah, it should be your Shkia, right?
Or, what do you say?
By the time you're done the Megillah, it'll be closer to Shkia, you know. So.
Right, you would save some time. Yeah, I thought of that, actually. Right. Because we learned that the Mechaber, even though it's a very controversial Mechaber, the Mechaber says, it's better to read Megillah before dark than to eat before Megillah reading at night. Which the Mishabura kind of overturned, and eating, we read the, what does eating mean? Eating means like a meal, but if you're tasting something, you could have, you know, what they call te'ima, you could taste, just, okay, but it's all b'shas al-chak. So we had this discussion in my house. Now, for the women who go to a later reading, it's a big deal. But there again, there's if it's difficult, there's room to be lenient, not to have a whole meal, but to have something, to have a snack. So my 11-year-old daughter heard the whole discussion, and she comes home from the late Megillah reading at night, and she turned and we you know cleaned up from the. The meat, the break, you know, the breakfast. She's like, I didn't eat. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't eat? She's like, I heard you say that you're not supposed to eat until after Megillah reading. So the 11-year-old who doesn't need to fast at all was fasting, and we like we didn't offer any food. We, like we didn't realize that she was fasting the whole time. So she's a tzaddikah. Okay, Siv Gimel. Okay, Siv Gimel is very, on the one hand, very short. On the other hand, it's a little bit packed, juicy and packed. Let's see. So the Gemara of Megillah, Daf Yudalit Amin Aleph, it brings down a brisa that there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'ot, female Nevi'ot, in Jewish history that inspired the Jewish people. And they didn't add, they didn't subtract from the Torah, they didn't add from the Torah. The only thing they instituted was Mikra Megillah, reading Megillah. Why did they institute reading Megillah? They have a Kal V'Chomer. It's Pesach time when you go from Avdus L'Cherus, you say Shira, you say Shira. So Purim, where we went from death row, death to life, Kal V'Chomer, we should say Shira. So the Gemara says, and that Shira is Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, so say Hallel. When you have a miracle, say Hallel. Very famous Gemara, very famous sugya. The Gemara gets three answers. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you don't say Hallel on a Nes in Chutzlaretz. This Nes happened in Chutzlaretz. So the Gemara says, well, you see us from time also have the Chutzlaretz. No. Once the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, so only Eretz Yisrael, Dick and Nisim get Hallel. By Pesach, they didn't come in yet, but by Purim, we came in, and we sent it to Golos. Only Eretz Yisrael, Dick and Nisim. Rav Nachman says, you don't need to say Hallel. Kriyasa, Zahu, Helula. The Kriyas HaMegillah functioned as the Hallel. You don't need Hallel. You have Kriyas HaMegillah. And Rava says, or the Bach points out a different gear, so Rava asks, that you can't compare Pesach to Purim. Pesach, well, what are we saying, Hallel? Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. The Avadim of Hashem should praise Hashem. So by Pesach, we were Avdei Paro. Paro's gone, and now we're Avdei Hashem. But, very famous line, but by Purim, we were saved, Barakati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. But we're still under the rule and jurisdiction of Achashverosh after the Nes of Halal. So it wasn't a complete, salvation. The Geula wasn't complete by Purim. So there's a whole discussion, what's the difference between these three reasons. So there's a famous Meiri who wants to say that perhaps, you know, how do we... So we don't say Hallel. That's what we can see right here. We don't say Hallel. The first, Tafresh Tadi Gimel Gimel. Ein Karin Bo Hallel. We don't say Hallel on Purim. Ein Nefal Pneim, and we don't say Tachlin. So we don't say Hallel. Everyone agrees we don't say Hallel. What if a person's on the road, he doesn't have a Megillah? Can't listen to Megillah. So we've spoken already, you can read Megillah from Yud Aleph, or you can read Megillah earlier, it's not going to make a bracha. Maybe, if we say that the Megillah is the Hallel, and he doesn't have a Megillah, he's not listening to Megillah on Purim, maybe such a person should say Hallel. The Meiri suggests such an idea, that an afkamina, amongst the reasons, is a person that doesn't have a Megillah. He doesn't read the Megillah, so maybe he should say his own Hallel. Okay, so that's discussed. Prima Gadim also wants to extend this. Maybe on a Purim Meshulash, when Tes Vav in Yerushalayim falls out on Shabbos, so they don't read Megillah on Shabbos, they read Megillah on Friday. So maybe on Shabbos they should read Hallel, because they're not reading Megillah. Okay, the Maisa, that's not done. So that perhaps would be enough. So let's see, Mishabura, Sifkata, Zayin, Hallel. The Bishlam, Mitzias Mitzrayim, I mean, Hallel of the Hashem, Lo Avde Parah. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Pesach, we say Hallel, because we can say Hallel Avdei Hashem. We are fully Avdei Hashem, and we are no longer Meshubim to the bad guy, to Paro. Aval Hocha, Kati, Avdei Achashverosh, Anan, we are still Meshubim to Achashverosh. And therefore, there was something missing from the Purim salvation that would make Hallel appropriate. Now, there is significance to the Mishabura Paskening with this reason, because this reason knocks out the Meiri's possibility of saying Hallel instead of the Megillah. Because we don't paskin like Rav Nachman, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the Kriya is the Hallel. And if you don't have a Kriya, there's room to say maybe you should say Hallel. Hallel's not shayach to Purim, because we still, even after the miracle, after the salvation, we were still under the rule of Achashverosh. Continues Rama, Tuf Reish Tadikim Gimel, Hagod Einar Lanatseach, we don't say Lanatseach, Vikel Erech HaPayim. Mishabura says, Sifkata Nches, Ein Noflin, Ein Omrim, No Hala, No Tachlin, No Lanatseach, Vishne Yimei Purim. Why don't we say Lanatseach? That's after Ashrei, before Valetziyav. Mishim Dechsiv Beit Zara. The Pasuk says, Lanatseach, Yamcho Hashem b'yom tzoray segev Hashem l'kei Yaakov. That's my pasuk. Yaakov starts with the yud, ends with the beis, or it says Yaakov in it. So you shouldn't mention tzara on Purim. It's not a tzara. If it's tzara, but Purim, lo matzkin. We don't mention tzara on Purim. So we got a call that we should say Tehillim for Rav Chaim Kanievsky because he was they were trying to revive him. So my daughters wanted to say Perek Chaf, that Perek. So I thought that perhaps now maybe it's different because it's not the Derech Tefillah. It's not. I don't know. I told them pick. There's 150 Prakim Tehillah. Pick a different Perek of Tehillah to say. Don't say the one that we're not supposed to say. Tei Shehamalo, Shehlamal, Esla Einai Mimamakim. I don't know if I'm 100% right. I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know. But based on this din, if you don't say Lanater because of Yom Tzara, so then it would sound like that was not an appropriate thing to say. Now maybe Thaler shouldn't say his pasuk in Shemone Esrei on Purim, Yom Tzara, or Shabbos, or Yotir for that matter. I don't know. I don't think we go so far. I never asked that Shaila. Never heard anyone point that out. I never thought of it until now. Okay, sift out. Motzi and Sefer Torah, the Karb of Parshas, Vayavo Amalek. We take out a Sefer Torah, and we read Vayavo Amalek. With the end of Bishalach. Now, the problem is, the Gemara Megillah tells us that Kriyas HaTorah has to be 10 psukim. Now, each aliyah has to be 3. 3 times 3 is 9. But we have a rule that overall we need 10 psukim. Based on, I forgot what, Gemara Megillah tells us. So, Vayavo Amalek only has 9. So, Tosus already asks Akasha, Salak in Yana. It's only a 9 Pasuk Parsha. So, Nigmar, 9 Psukim. Mechaber is not satisfied with that. V'yaf ha'pishi ein ba'ela tisha psukim, even though it's only 9 psukim, v'kofli pasuk acharon k'dei l'hashem asar psukim. And I think the Sfaradim do this. They repeat the last pasuk so that they get 10 psukim. Ashkenazim don't. Hagav ein ha'minuk lichbo pasuk acharon shal parasha. That is not our minuk. Mishra Sifkat and Yod. The Alpha God, the Kamala ain't Poksum Asar Psukim, even though we have a rule from the Gemara Megillah that you need at least 10 Psukim. Hecha the Salak in Yana Shiny. When the Inyan is over, the topic is over, it's different. We say the same thing by Haftorah. Haftorah officially is supposed to be 21 Psukim, 7 times 3. At a time where the Goyim decreed against Kriyas HaTorah, so we were allowed to read the Navi. So they instituted to read the Navi. So they said, usually we have 7 Aliyahs, 3 Psukim each. 7 times 3 is 21. So we'll have 21 psukim of a Haftorah. Officially, Haftorah needs 21 psukim. There are numerous Haftorahs that don't have 21 psukim. That's because Salak and Yon, if the topic is over, then it's over. Then you can get away with less than 21 psukim. So it's the same thing over here. This is the only exception to the rule, where you only have 9 psukim. The Mechaber wants you to read it again. Rama doesn't. That could be that's the Mechaber Amal Lishitasim, because the Mechaber holds, if you repeat things, it counts. And the Ramah holds you won't repeat things. I was once at a Sephardi Afrof, or I don't know, Shabbat Chatan, whatever they call it. And they read the whole Parsha. And then they read the last Aliyah again and again and again. And again, I was pulling out my hair. Because Bishlama by the Ashkenazim, you slowly see where the end is going to be. They could split up the Aliyah, the Torah, to 15 Aliyahs, which is annoying. But you see when it ends. There's no end, because they're reading the last Aliyah, the last 3 psukim, over and over and over and over. They can do it, we don't know if they can do it 3 times, or 23 times. So, why they do it? Because the Mechaber holds that if you repeat psukim, that's fine. The Ramah holds you can't repeat psukim, it doesn't help. That's why when you do our office, you split it up, instead of reading the same thing over and over and over again. So maybe that's the Mechaber and Ramah, Lishi Tossam, perhaps, I made that up. But that's what it sounds like. The Ramah agrees by Rechal Moed Sukkis in Eretz Yisrael, so we read the same thing again and again and again, because there's no choice. Today's the second day of Sukkis, third day of Sukkis, fourth day of Sukkis, so that's what we read. In Chutzlatz, we have a Suffolk, so they read the day before, the day after, that day, they have different ways of doing it. Okay. The Koran HaMegillah, the Achakach Seder Kedusha, read the Megillah, and then we have the Seder Kedusha, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hagah kishyesh mila bepurim molin atina kodem kriyas ha-megillah. When there's a bris, I went to deliver a mishloach manos to actually the head of Beit Yos Kupa, and they tell me they just came back from a bris of a grandson on Purim morning. So says Ramah, if you have a bris on Purim morning, Kishesh Mila B'Purim, Malin HaTinok Kodim Kriyas HaMegillah. The bris comes before Kriyas HaMegillah. Mishabura says, if cutting your base, Vasmachta Lazer, the hint to this is, Dichsiv, like Hudimai Ora Vesimcha Vesasam. Sasam refers to Mila. Vesasam Ramez Al Mila. So first you have the Oira and the Simcha. No. Malin HaTinok. Okay, I don't know what that hint is exactly.
There's a connection, Megillah and Mila. I'm not sure why Mila's first.
Okay, not sure. So, is it, okay, I mean, on the one hand, it makes sense that Bris should come first because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa and it's Yugimo Brisos and it's one of the only assays that has it within a punishment of kares. Bris is like, you know, the number one mitzvah assay in the Chumash. On the other hand, we had back in Tav Reish, Pei, Zayin, a whole thing that because of the presume nisa of Megillah, Megillah should come first. Let's see. Hapri chodesh kosev diaktim kriyas ha-Megillah. V'chei mashav v'briya agro. The metama ala Ramah b'zeh. They argue on the Ramah because of what it says back in Tav Reish, Pei, Zayin. That first you should do the presume nisa of Mikra Megillah. And Dirshu, footnote 20, brings down from the Chai Adam that the minig is like the Ramah. First to do the bris, and then to do the Megillah. So that's a big machlokes. What comes first, the bris or Mikra Megillah? The Asmachta, I need to think about it a little bit. Okay. Now, just one other idea I saw over here, an amazing idea. He says, Dirshu, footnote 17. It's true that Salak Inyana and the Kriyas HaTorah only has 9 psukim, but why don't we add to it? You can start the parsha before, start the parsha, continue the parsha after. You can add to it. So he says, a beautiful, beautiful idea. Who says this? I'm not sure. Sham, Sifkot, and Gimel. Okay, I don't know. So it's like this. What do we say in the Kriya of Purim? Ki yad al keis ka mechamal Hashem ba'amalek. As long as Amalek is around, it's Hashem's throne is not complete. It doesn't say kisei. It's missing an alf, case. And it's only say yukei. Hashem's name is yukei vavkei. Only have half the Shem Hashem. As long as Amalek in the world denying Hashem's existence, calling everything mikra, Kar Chabaderech, Asher Karaho. Everything is Mikra. Everything is coincidence. This is, God's not in the game. There's no God. He's not in the game. Whatever is Shitas Amalek. As long as Shitas Amalek is in the world, there's something missing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as everyone doesn't recognize Hashem, there's Kaviyachol, something missing from Hashem. His name is not complete. His Kisei is not complete. And his laning is not complete. That's why they left it with 9 Psukim. It fits in Mamish with the whole Mahalach. It's a very, very beautiful idea. Brought down the issue from the 17th. So that is Siman, Tav, Reish, Tzadi, Gimel.